Hello and welcome back to Punani Productions podcast. This is your host, Queen Layla. Remember, this is your safe space and portal, entryway to sexual freedom. Today is the last episode of the month, and as promised, I have a very special guest for you. This woman continues to inspire me every day and has been my best friend since I first moved to New York 7 years ago. She is a superwoman. So I'm just going to go ahead and let her tell you her empowerment story. Connie De Silva.
Hi, everybody, and thank you so much, Queen Layla, for having me. I'm excited to share my story. It is... it's not long, but there's a lot of info, so I will try and keep track and not go on any tangents. So when I was 24, I was in college and I had grown up in a very religious household, and I had a lot of shame around sexuality as well as just not any openness around it. I didn't know how to engage with people, and I just thought I was going to go to hell for everything I did. So I broke out of the religious part in my early 20s, and I got married and divorced very young, and then I started college when I was 24. And my father had offered to help me if I ever needed it. And when I ended up needing it, he wouldn't help me and with money. And so that led me to explore the sex industry. Somebody had reached out to me on MySpace, which is really dating me, and told me that they had this photography project that included getting a facial. And I didn't even know what that meant then. I had to Google what a facial was. And I was like, oh my God, I can't do that. I can never do that. And then after this conversation with my father, I had to get serious about where I was going to find some money, and this just kept coming to my mind. So I decided to go ahead and do it. And I remember driving up. I met this guy in like a band rehearsal warehouse space where he had his own spot, and that made me feel more comfortable that it was private, but also in public. And when I met him, he was a nice looking guy, like young, interesting, and well spoken. And so we did the thing, and he took his photographs and he paid me. And at the end, he was like, you know, you're really good at this. And I was like, really? I didn't know. So then when I left there, I remember like there was just this like spark inside of me of like, holy shit, that was so easy. Like, I did also glaze over that after I got divorced in my early 20s, I kind of went on a crazy sex spree, and I was having all sorts of sex with all sorts of people for nothing. So then to have this experience where I left with things like I needed money and I had it, and that gave me so much. It made me feel powerful. So I went home and I started researching, like, how can I do this like for reals? Like, if I can make this much money in 5 minutes, how much can I make if I really put effort into it? And I discovered Backpage, and this was when I was living in San Diego. During all of this time, as I was also exploring Backpage, I met this woman in my real job, and she hired me to be her full-time stylist, and she taught me how to communicate and how to manage kind of the world of communicating with men in a way that will just benefit you in the long run. And so when I decided at 29 to move to New York from San Diego, I plugged in all of these stuff that she taught me. And it was specific things like NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, all sorts of personal growth tools. And I plugged all of that in, what I learned when I got to New York, and basically built a booming business working in the sex industry. So my specialty was massage and happy endings. And I dabbled in a whole bunch of stuff when I first started, but most of it made me feel very disempowered. Like if I went into a room with somebody and I was doing things that I didn't actually want to be doing, I left there feeling really bad. But then as I dialed in what made me feel like I was in control and that I was powerful and sexy and that I had the most control over, which ended up being massage with happy endings, that made me feel powerful. And I learned very quickly that men responded to me, and not only men, like women who ended up learning what I did found it fascinating. And the more that I shared it with people and the less shame that I had around it, the more I understood that everybody is having sex and everybody has fantasies and everybody wants this connection. And if you can find a way to tap into that within yourself and be comfortable with what you're doing and actually like what you're doing, then a whole new world opens up to you. And I left all of those experiences. Well, I got to say that I always viewed that as my plan B. I was always investing what I made from that into my own businesses. So throughout all of these, it was about 7 years in New York that I was doing this, I built my brand, Whole Clarity, which I started as a natural skincare line. And then that was pretty much all of my effort for 7 years, was just building that brand and then, you know, doing my massage on the side. And over those 7 years, I saw the same clients. I built amazing friendships and they truly like became silent investors and they believed in me. So not only was I helping them to grow and learn about themselves and to like feel satisfied in their lives, they were really helping me as well, because they would tell me like, you need to be doing something else other than this. Like, you're smart, you've got this, you can do this. So it was kind of a cyclical empowerment that was happening. And then I got to the point where I actually was able to step out of the sex industry completely and just go on with Whole Clarity. And now it has evolved into interior design work as well as event programming. And I have a monthly dance party that hasn't been going on during COVID, but that's called Dance with Plants. And I'm about to launch a summer drive-in theater experience in Kingston. So my path straight through the sex industry landed me on my feet and gave me so much confidence. I literally have like, if I hadn't have done those things, I don't know who I would still be. I might still be this timid little doormat of a girl who was married to a man she didn't love and just followed all the rules. But instead, through a series of things that felt devastating and tragic in the moment, like not have your family's help and to be totally disadvantaged from them, was, you know, it led me down a path that set me up for so much success. I learned more than I ever would have any other way. And yeah, I truly feel that my time with all these experiences left me so empowered. I am grateful every day that I got to have that time in my life.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Connie. Like I said in the beginning, you continue to inspire me every day with your creativity and your power. And I am so lucky to call you my friend. So everyone, I hope you enjoyed our first empowerment story. If you'd like to share yours, please feel free to contact me. My website is www.the1punani.com. So Connie mentioned at the end that she will be running a reimagined, a drive-in theater experience over the summer. This is going to be running from mid-June to end of the August on Friday nights. And we are calling independent filmmakers, artists, performers. If you want to entertain, get in touch with Connie. All her information will be listed. And I, Queen Layla, will be acting as Inspector L. So be tuned for all the amazing shows we have for you coming up. Bye-bye for now.